I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Senator John Kerry arrived in Sudan today. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee chairman is expected to lead a delegation to Sudan's Darfur region. He's also scheduled to speak with senior members of the Sudanese government, though not Sudan's president, Omar al-Bashir. Last month, the International Criminal Court indicted Bashir on war crimes charges. He responded by kicking out 13 foreign groups that provide critical humanitarian aid. The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
We're so used to hearing about the crisis in Darfur, it can be hard to recognize the urgency of one particularly bad moment. But Louis Boulanger of Oxfam says this is one of those moments. He says since the aid groups have been expelled, some water pumps in the camps have stopped pumping. Some for lack of fuel, others for lack of maintenance. And those water pumps are vital for providing clean water and preventing disease.
You know, in 2008, there was not a single recorded case of cholera in all of Darfur, not one of them. And that's not out of chance. It's because NGOs like Oxfam Great Britain, like MSF, so Doctors Without Borders have done an amazing job in making sure that, you know, these refugees are well taken care of. Now, in the weeks following, we've had already, you know, maybe half a dozen of cases of cholera. And in a camp where there's 50, 60, 80,000 people, one case can be very problematic, can mean, you know, an eventual disaster.
Still, Boulanger is hopeful Oxfam will be let back in. The organization filed an appeal with the Sudanese government today, formally protesting its expulsion. Here in the United States, the Save Darfur Coalition has also been focused on the aid crisis. The group's president, Jerry Fowler, says it's essential that the Sudanese government let the foreign aid groups back in or let different aid groups in to fill the gap. Fowler says he's pleased that the Obama administration has appointed a new special envoy to Sudan. Fowler has met with the envoy, Scott Gratian, and says he's already raised these issues with the Sudanese government.
By public accounts, he's addressed the humanitarian crisis. And, you know, as I understand it, has talked about the things that I was mentioning, the increasing capacity, getting new NGOs in.
But Fowler says the administration needs to do more. He wants to see it develop a comprehensive strategy for peace in Sudan. But that's a tall order in Sudan right now. The Darfur crisis is entering its seventh year, and the 2005 peace agreement between the North and South is in danger of unraveling. So far, the Obama administration has given little indication of how it intends to proceed. Jerry Fowler says the administration got off to a slow start on Sudan policy, but he's optimistic that's changing.
I think that they've got an increasing sense of urgency. And, you know, I had been somewhat critical a few weeks ago that I wasn't seeing that sense of urgency. I sense now there is a sense of urgency, and I think that they're coming to grips with a very difficult problem. And I don't think that we should minimize that. But ultimately what we have to be focused on is that there are, you know, quite a number of lives hanging in the balance.
But other Sudan advocates are more critical of the administration's approach. Eric Reeves is a professor at Smith College and longtime activist on Sudan. He says there's a real disconnect between President Obama's campaign rhetoric and his relative silence now on Sudan. Furthermore, Reeves thinks what has been said so far is too conciliatory. He points to Special Envoy Scott Gratian's language on his first trip to Khartoum.
This was the language of, we all love Sudan. We come with open hands. We're looking for a new relationship, in effect. Now, it's very difficult not to see this as not simply normalizing relations, but reaching some sort of rapprochement before there has been any response by Khartoum to what Obama declared a week after the expulsion of humanitarian organizations from Sudan, northern Sudan. He declared that this was not acceptable. And yet he sends an envoy who begins with this extraordinarily accommodating language.
Reeves and other Sudan advocates acknowledge the scale and complexity of the many challenges facing President Obama, but they say he simply can't afford to wait on Sudan. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.